This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Don't call here and act like Brock Purdy is not limited. He is limited when we talk about arm strength. You acting brand new now. You know what the arm strength is. The great ones have it. You can make every throw on the field. What has gotten into you? Quit being scared, Mike. And admit Brock can't make all the throws. Joe can make them. What has gotten into you? Quit being scared.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Who is that? Good Lord, Evan.
I don't know.
Man. Wow, Steiny.
Hey, in the next 10 minutes, we're going to be giving away a Warriors prize pack, and that includes t-shirts, a bobblehead, a pin, lots of stuff. So in the next 10 minutes, when you hear the sounder, I'll give you the number to call in and you can do it.
What you got?
Just take your L here with Bonds. Let me ask you this.
It was a wish.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. But Tim Lincecum, he'd be a good manager?
No.
Why not? He's a great player. He could really teach pitching. Won two Cy Youngs.
Him being away from the team in the game as long as he has, hearing him just talk about the game, I wouldn't say that he would make a great manager.
How about Rich Aurelia?
I think Rich would be a great manager. That's just telling you how fair I'm being. Well, Keep going.
What about Hunter Pence?
I think Hunter Pence could do it too. My whole point, and
Bonds
again,
couldn't do it. Like
now you're saying he don't want to do it. I think he could do it. And again,
you know what?
If I ever run into him, I'm going to ask him.
Okay. He'll laugh. I bet you he laughs. Here's the way I'll put it. Go ahead. No. Barry Bonds is not manager material. Somebody on the text line put it that way, and he's exactly right. He's not manager material. You know that. You know that. Deep in your heart of hearts. Let's take a call you can't rebuttal.
I want to move on.
You should. It's a bad take. Let's go to Mello in Union City. Mello in Union City.
This is my guy.
Okay, cool. What's up, Mello?
What's happening, Guru?
Hey, Mello.
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Yes, sir. I want to give you your flowers. We followed you from when you first started your journey on this radio thing.
Wow.
Keith Franklin. We used to talk crazy to you about it. And now you done made it happen.
Look at my man. I'm about to tear up, man.
You and Steiny make my day.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Mello.
That's big. Mel played on my Little League baseball team, the A's.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Mel. Mel was a switch hitter. Mello.
Yes, sir.
I'll see you tomorrow at the Union reunion. I'm going to see you tomorrow at the Union reunion. I'm trying to get Steiny and Evan to come out.
All good.
That's
all
my
good.
Guy. I appreciate you, baby.
Thanks, Mello. Appreciate the call.
Dude, I haven't died. Like, this is getting scary now, Evan. No, that just hit me, man. Mello called.
You haven't died. Your takes have died.
Dude, the Barry. And it was a want. I think he could do the job.
It was ill-conceived.
No, it was not.
No, it was. It's okay. It's why. I think.
Do you think he has the wherewithal of the game of baseball to be a manager?
No, I don't. I don't think he knows enough about the modern game because he doesn't pay attention.
Oh my God! He's listening.
He's not.
He watches everything.
Why? Because he's not into sports anymore.
Stoddy, stop! You're telling on yourself.
You got Barry in this box that I don't think he's in. I don't know how the solar system came together like it did, but it is so fitting that on Goo Appreciation Day, he's going to try to tell us that he actually thinks Barry Bonds would be a great manager.
I'm shouting out.
Barry Bonds would say to you, oh my God, Goo, I'd be a terrible manager.
I got you. And that could very well be true, but this is just what Bonte and Shasky did when they had, and I'm not trying to copy, when they had some type of uncanny feeling that Buster Posey could run the Giants in some type of capacity. And I'm thinking, that is a hell of a feel. And when I ask you who's the president of baseball ops for the Giants, it's Gerald Buster Posey.
Right.
Who knew?
He gets to, right. He doesn't have to travel. He gets to go into an office. You think Barry Bonds wants to travel like he was a player again? I don't see it.
If he were king, in regard, well, I know he's over. If he were in power, Stoney, I would love to be at the old ship and just ask Barry, could you do it? That's where I think I want him to do it.
Okay.
And he could be like, dude, you're
okay,
off.
So,
I don't want to
so
do
Rick
it.
Barry says, oh, I can be a head coach. So you just hire him then?
No. Do you
like,
think
I don't get
Rick
it.
Has the wherewithal to do it?
No, he doesn't.
To me, he does.
He does not have the temperament. He just doesn't.
What about following today's game? He watches all the time.
All righty, it's time to win the Warriors prize pack. First person to call our contest line and guess the former All-Star player correctly will win. The first person to call this number, 415-523-4652, and guess the player correctly, you win. Thank you to the Warriors for providing this awesome prize. Next prize giveaway on Willard and Dibbs at 4:30. One more time, 415-523-4652.
Yeah. My man Mello called in.
Yeah.
Yeah. He normally doesn't do that, you know, call shows.
Does he text you, though?
Yes,
in the middle of the show.
You met him.
Which one? Truck driver.
No, that's Kane.
Ah.
Mello was the guy I said you stiffed him and his wife at the parade, but you were just in a bad mood when the Warriors won. I go, hey, Mello, this is Steiny. And Steiny looked just up and down to him and his lovely wife, and I had to fix that for you, but Mel's coming around on you.
No clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. You were just in one of those moods, and I
was not in a mood.
Yeah.
It was 111 degrees that day.
It was a day that ended with Y.
And there you go, Evan. And no, but he's coming around on you. But I go, oh, my God.
You know what?
His wife forgave you, too.
Good, because I forgot I was in the middle of making eye contact with Curry. Remember?
He was hot that day, man.
Really hot.
Well, I wonder what the weather will be like on the next one. Next parade.
Right? Well, in 2037, it's going to be.
Dude, wow, you guys don't believe. I got it. And I know it's hard to write. Let me stop on my appreciation.
Yeah, you should stop on Barry.
Listen, you give me a trifecta that can match Dre. And I know championships aren't won just with three. Steph, Dre, and Jimmy. That puts me, I sleep good at night. And I'm focused too much on wanting to keep Kuminga. But when you talk about a trifecta, three people, guys to do, we're in good hands like Allstate.
Good. Well, then stop complaining about the Warriors and stop ripping
them. No, I just want clarity.
Well, you just said you didn't care about Kuminga as long as you had the big three. Well,
I want to know who our center's going to be.
You have three of them. Horford, Post, and Trayce Jackson-Davis.
Don't have Horford yet. Please.
John Madden, the great, rest in peace, John Madden said, Steiny Evan, if you got three on one thing, you don't got any. So I'm going to just leave that there. And I like all the guys, but come on, man. We need some, on my day, I can say it, some Thundercats.
We need Thundercats.
Now, Horford's not a Thundercat. He can help, but you know what I mean. Embiid's a Thundercat.
I almost said something. I almost, you know what?
We talked to,
you know, I swear
you.
To God.
I'm just
I am
you,
so
man.
Glad I held my tongue.
Look, Mom, no hands. I'm doing it all
Evan,
right now.
Oh my God, I'm so, that was the most self-control I've ever utilized.
Yeah.
I was about to say, you're an idiot, but I didn't.
Well, you've said it before.
No,
you
not
just
like that.
Said it.
Dude. No, I was going to say it.
Imbecile. We've heard it.
Imbecile.
There it is. Boy.
By the way, Goo, did you read the Embiid piece?
No.
He doesn't know.
Dude.
He doesn't know.
They got a problem.
They got big problem.
I would totally admit that. They do.
Yeah, but you don't even
Why
know.
Why was his ass playing in the Olympics?
You don't even know what we're talking about.
No, I get the gist.
No, you don't. There's a story involving Embiid, and clearly you haven't heard it.
All right, give me two takeaways away. He's just being a jerk.
No, I'm giving you what's happening right now in Philly.
Yeah. He said he was going to be ready. Now he's saying he's saving himself, basically.
Right. And so you're unaware of what's going on right now.
Wash, rinse,
repeat. Just say yes.
No, I saw the story. I didn't read it. But I got the gist of it.
No.
He was supposed to be ready. Now he's saying he's taking his time.
Last year, the Philadelphia 76ers got off to a 2-11 start. Okay?
All right.
They had a team meeting. In that team meeting, Tyrese Maxey called out Embiid. Okay? How do we know that? Because it was reported after the team meeting that Maxey called out Embiid.
I remember that.
Embiid has since said he found out who told the writer the story of the players only meeting, and the guy still might be on the team. And so there was a headline that says, Embiid is done with closed door meetings. It's like, what?
Yeah.
You know,
that's
like
a problem.
Nick Nurse says, hey, Joel, real quick, can you come into my office? Don't shut that door.
I got it. But he's your problem, man.
They are a nightmare.
Yeah, no
that
doubt.
That team is in big
and
trouble.
Paul George is part of it, too.
And it's because you can only go as far as your leadership, and they are wanting. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Got anything to say?
Nope.
Let's go to B. B's in San Jose. Hey, B.
Diamond and Guru, you guys are both doing a great job.
Thanks,
Goo Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
But can I at least tear you up a little bit, Steiny, before I get to the Goo Appreciation and give you one?
I'd love it.
Steiny, I love when you are singing, Steiny. Like, I got introduced to it when you did your Adam song, I Never Thought I'd Die Alone. And ever since, when I hear you start going into tunes, it just brightens my day.
Okay. That's noted.
But hey,
noted.
But singing Steiny, that's you, dude. And but Goo, I think, you know, the thing I appreciate and what you bring to the Monday through Friday on the game is your wordplay and analogies. Those are just, you know, always on point. You know, like when you did yours yesterday with Jordan Poole, you said he's what you take from San Francisco to Oakland. He's a bridge. Or the refs didn't have to take over that game, but they went all too short and start blowing the whistle. Or one of my favorites where you go, why would you be bringing out these Oldsmobiles and Buicks when you got a Ferrari right in the garage like Kuminga?
My man.
Hey, I'll leave you guys with this. My last Bay Area sports concern here that's been coming is that I worry that the Giants could go and Posey could go get bopper after bopper, hitter after hitter who has good years, but then they get into China Basin and their averages start dipping and their home run totals start going down. So my biggest concern is that the ballpark is just going to keep haunting hitters no matter how many they try to go after and no matter how ambitious Posey is as a GM. I worry that the ballpark thing might just cripple the batting. That's what I got.
Can I say something to you before you leave about that? And I know Steiny's coming for me. I understand what I'm about to say to you. Last Friday night, Ohtani made that park look like Wrigley Field, Last year, Bonte and I went to the Giants Yankees. Not only did Soto hit one, Judge hit it. So I hear what you're saying, and that's the narrative about that park. But if you get the right bopper, I don't know. Stoney, that's I'm starting to think it might be the boppers, not the ballpark.
See what you did, B?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Ohtani hit that thing in the ocean, man. And it was Friday night.
I did it.
All I would say to that, Goo, is small sample size.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and you did it again.
Big buck.
And like, you know what? I'll point out all the things we appreciate about you. And you did it again, and this is something we appreciate about you. You're talking about the ballpark, and the three names you use are Aaron Judge, Ohtani, and Bonds.
And Soto. I use Soto,
okay,
too.
Yeah. No, they are.
Legit boppers, yeah. Don. That's
three guys headed to the Hall of Fame.
Well, Devers might not be.
He's not going to the Hall of Fame.
If we wanted to stop now and say, is he on track? How would
What's
you
the
answer
highest
that?
He's ever been in the MVP
this
vote?
Is not,
that
we're
doesn't
not
matter.
Jock
that doesn't matter.
Well, I think it was 13th. Remember
exactly.
I checked. But my point is, it's numbers, Donnie.
And here's the other thing. Getting traded doesn't help him. Chucky in Oakland. Because he's now playing in this park, Evan. And he can't hit.
Chucky.
He's got a.
Hey.
Okay.
How you guys doing,
What's
man?
Up,
I always
Chuck?
Appreciate your show.
Yeah.
I always appreciate you guys' show, man. Good to hear you guys, man. And we already know I'm a Kuminga fan, so I'm not going to go into that, man. I just hope, dude, you know, get opportunity, man, the ball. But I did want to ask you a question about Kuminga. I wanted to say, if it's true that he about that contract, and say he would have took that contract, would he have got – would Kerr have implemented him into the on the floor where he would have got more minutes? Do you guys think that I want to ask this question before I keep going. Do you think he would have got any DNPs if he had signed that contract?
I'll let you answer, Stoney. That's a hell of a question.
It is a good question. And
follow the money.
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
I think the politics of it would have been like, I got to play him.
Well, and I'd like to think that Steve Kerr has more conviction than that, and that if they paid Kuminga whatever they paid him, I mean, could you imagine if they paid Kuminga what he might look like?
I think
that's
scary
to me.
Other day, there's no Jimmy Butler had they made that commitment. That's just me.
And let me ask you this: How would you feel about that? You wouldn't be as good, not even close. That checkmate.
No, what?
Checkmate.
He took that for me, but bottom line is that injury didn't help anybody.
Well, he wasn't in Butler's league before the injury.
I got you.
He's not even close to Jimmy Butler in terms of all-around play.
Let's do this on a late Friday, Stoney. I'm being real. Kuminga can't be the answer. Who's the most at fault or to blame for Kuminga's lack of growth since he's been here for 4 years?
It's Kuminga. Like, it can't be anybody but Kuminga. Like, it can't. I'm sorry.
So those summers you were working out where he joined Willard and Dibbs and you weren't here.
You fell for that, not me.
But Joe Lacob couldn't have called or Kerr, get your ass back here.
You are so,
like that
naive.
Has to mean something. I'm not naive. I'm just telling you, I'm watching.
Jonathan, Jonathan.
Why does
please.
It got to be that, like that?
Hey, you think in 4 years they haven't conveyed multiple messages to him.
Well, if
like,
you're right and you're not saying what the job wants you to do,
oh my
shame
God.
On you.
Oh, so
if Nahiga tells you to come in early or do something, I know you're coming to do it.
So whose fault is it if he doesn't? It's Kuminga's.
But also,
like, what?
Stop.
Do you have
that.
Any?
No, stop.
Do you have any?
You act like you know. You don't know, man.
I do know because I've been watching the Warriors for 4 years. And
Kuminga's
he doesn't play.
Better than you think.
It doesn't matter. He might be better than Kerr thinks, but that doesn't mean squat.
You know what does matter?
Tell me.
Is you didn't let Chucky get to his guru appreciation. You jumped him and then took off for the last five minutes.
Wow, Stoney.
You did it.
No, he said you.
He's back, by the way.
Oh, Chuck.
Hey, man, yeah, thank you, man. Somebody was quick on the trigger. But I just wanted to say, man,
I really wanted to say there's no way in the world I would have ever been able to call you guys again if I wouldn't have called on Guru Appreciation.
Oh, listen
today,
to
man.
My man.
Appreciate
wow.
it, man. Chuck
hey,
E.
Hey, Guru, man, what I appreciate you, brother, is like, see, me and you are similar. We similar in the fact that we don't let nobody think what we thinking. We don't let nobody assume our thoughts, you know. We let people know where we coming from the gates. There won't be no questions about what my wow. mind, what I got to say or anything. We let people know from the gate. And yeah. that's why I appreciate you,
my
man. I appreciate you, brother, because look, man, what you're doing right now is because something that you pursue and that you put work in. I understand you won a contest, man, and I appreciate that right there, man. That says a whole lot of character about somebody, man. That's character, bro! And I appreciate you, man, for your transparency, man, and your honesty,
right
man.
Right on, Chuckie.
Cyrus Steiny, he bring the food, man. Steiny, you bring the meal. But everybody likes flavor, man. And Thanks. Guru, wow. you bring the flavor,
You're
brother.
The man.
All right, Chuckie. Thank you, buddy.
I need tissue. Evan, Steiny, Risotto, all you guys put this together, man.
I might need a minute. No, I'm all right.
But Chuck, wow. And we're having a good day.
You're uncomfortable.
Who? Me?
You.
How so? Because you beat me up. It's like, you need two to hurry. Like, like the Barry was just a want. But right, you're making but it be like I went to the Tribune or the Chronicle.
No, you just made something up, and it's like, you know.
Now that hurts.
No, you
I
did.
Watched him talk to Kuiper, and he was teaching Paul. And I'm like, oh, my right. God, there's more where that came from. Right. I believe he could do it. That's all. Fonte Shasky said Buster
oh,
could
well
do
then
it.
It's then put
no,
it on the wall.
But think about what happened.
Is that one of the one, commandments?
No, that's
if
that
Shasky
came to
and
fruition
Bonte say it?
With Buster. All right. I believe you would have been acting this way when they said that, had you heard it a couple years ago.
No, I would have said this. Yeah, maybe, but I don't.
He retired early.
I said, like, I don't see Posey doing yeah. that. But I wouldn't get mad.
But are you
Bonds,
mad now?
Yeah, Bonds I'm getting mad at. Because it's so.
We got to run into him.
I have.
But have you talked to him?
Why would I?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You don't know him.
I know I don't. That's why I don't approach him. I'm not one of those
is,
people.
Well, I'd be like, hey, help us out, man. We got a little thing going.
Let's go to Parker in San yeah. Francisco. Parker in San Francisco. What's up,
What's
Parker?
What's up, Steiny? I had one thing to say. First of all, you know, the whole Kuminga thing is interesting, but if he was really that good, we probably should have won at least one of those games against the Timberwolves.
Yeah, good point.
But my main question for you was, does this remind you a little bit of the Steven Jackson contract extension where, like, with Cohen and Rowell and, you know, nobody really wanted to pay him, and then they paid him? Like, it just seems like we got a little, like, old school vibes from the Warriors. I want to know your take if you thought it was, like, similar at all to that extension era.
Yeah, it not really, because Jackson was a full-on A1 schnooker job. And I just think Kuminga wants to play more and wants to get paid. But I know what you're talking about. That was fun times back in the day.
Yeah.
Thanks, Parker. Appreciate the call.
And Steven Jackson, we knew who he was as a ball player more so than Kuminga. That's what makes this thing crazy. Steiny, I'm stealing from you. And this is why I get mad at you, radio mad at you. Dude is only give him all the blame in the world. He's Emmitt Smith. He's 22 years old. So just think about that. He's 22. And then all you think you have, and all you want to say is all he does is score. It's the NBA. That's hard. That's not easy.
It's the easiest thing to do.
Now I would think you would say rebounding is because you said rebounding doesn't matter. Remember,
I think rebounding's easy.
See that?
I do.
I don't want to fight.
I do. You know what? Oh, we got to go.
Yeah.
Guru Appreciation Day. If you want to tell Guru that you appreciate him, 888-957-9570. And there's a, that's what we're doing on the other side. What's coming up next in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Championship coming soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
For you dealing with Steinmetz Guru, you should have four or five appreciation days a month.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, welcome back.
Thanks, man.
We're having some fun with our guy, Guru. It's Guru Appreciation Day. No, he's not. It's not his last day.
I kind of begged for it because I didn't get any recognition.
Yeah, but that's the kind of thing we appreciate, that you're not afraid
make the wall.
You're not afraid to appear very needy in front of people.
Yeah. I love what, man.
Oh, let's get to him right away. He was the subject of this one.
Let's
go to Philmo Mike.
Mike. Yeah,
Philmo Mike. What's up, Philmo?
What's up with it? Can you hear me?
Hey. Yes, sir, yeah. Mike, baby.
Hey, what's up with it, man? Hey, man. Hey, Steiny.
Yeah.
Before, shout out to Guru. Guru Appreciation Day. Much love to Guru. But Steiny, bro, you gonna have to work on your little advertisement with New Vodka.
Why?
Oh boy.
You do not sound happy, bro.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, Mark. Yeah, it's I love it. It's great, Mark. Very cool. I just take a little bit here. I had the party, and we had a good old time. You gonna have to work on that, my brother. You gonna have you don't sound new. You sound old.
Oh my God! You are
Mike,
unreal.
I couldn't tell you, but you can. That's the beauty of Mike.
Bruh, oh. I was listening. Like he did not make me want. You got Mark. Yeah, man. How you feeling? Yeah, Mark, you know it.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen to me.
Philmo. Vodka.
I needed Philmo. This on Goo Appreciation Day.
That,
oh, my.
In fairness, that was a taped advertisement. I'm going to ask you to personally listen at 1:42 when I do a live read, and I'll try to do it way.
Okay, for sure.
All right.
You can send me a bottle. You can send a bottle over, man. I need to try some. Right. You did a good job, so I want some. So there you go. But
Mike,
nah.
You the man.
Dodgers had to do that, blood. Now, you know you the one, Guru. Not the two, not the one, not the three, but the one, man. That's all.
I'll never forget what you did for me All-Star Weekend, Mike. Honestly, people don't know, but you let me come in the line. You came out and took time for your night, and I had a great time. I'll never forget it, man.
I almost forgot what happened, but now I remember it as Daryl Reed party, yeah.
There you go, little Daryl. All right. Remember, hey, we was at the light. You go, Guru, you tired? I go, I am, Mike. You take me to the car. Yeah. Thanks, man. You okay?
Well, that was it?
Yeah.
Was he done? I didn't do that.
Well, he gave you some constructive criticism.
You going to have to work on that, my brother. You don't sound new. You sound old.
See?
That's a bar.
He had your cadence down a little, too. He did Mark yelling at you.
See, I love this. And you know why I love this?
Because we love
it. Because on the Boxer and Gerson work attorney's injury text line. Oh, boy, cut that. Never mind. 925 says, bruh, I'm dying. That's all I want. That's all I want.
Okay,
all
right.
I just want laughter.
No, I love it.
I just want laughter.
Yep.
That's all I want.
Yeah. Guru, I love you, but you are not hitting the ball at Oracle.
Wow. All right, let's Will's in Pleasanton. Hey, Will, how you doing?
What's up, guys? So, true story, Guru appreciation. When I was a kid, my mom remarried, and my stepdad always called the turkey the bird. And he would be like, what size is the bird? When are we cooking the bird? When are we stuffing the bird? And I was like, why do we call it a bird? It was always just seemed odd to me. And then, you know, my kids came along and they would say the same thing. Why does grandpa always call it a bird? Well, then about 3-4 years ago, Guru came out with one of his classic lines. Why do they call a bird bird? Is it because it looks like a bird? So whenever my stepdad now says that around Thanksgiving, the whole family goes, why do you call it a bird bird? Is it because he looks like a bird?
Oh, man.
So you'll always be part of Thanksgiving, Guru.
One of my most embarrassing moments. I appreciate
that.
That is
incredible. Can you find that right now? So the list, we don't have it anymore?
It didn't make it.
No, we lost it in the move.
I am happy.
You should be.
But bird does look like a bird. And that's what I was kind of wanted to say.
But do you see my point about, you know, just a teeny tiny sliver of a filter? Just that one thought, like, hey, Steiny, why do they call bird bird? Because he looks like a bird? Like,
so you're saying I blurred it out.
Yeah, and you know.
That's who I am, man. Yeah.
So you're saying Larry Bird looks foul?
No. Well, I'm going to give you a three. Oh, Fillmore Mike's, Donnie. I'm going to go back and run that on the way to the cafeteria. He had your cadence down.
That's fine. Yes, I can. 510. LOL. Can you tell us what no velvet rope needed means? Yes, I will. You know, like those fancy clubs.
Yeah, New York.
You know, you know those fancy clubs where nobody's inside, but they make you stand in line anyway. To make it seem like there are people inside, and then they have the red velvet rope, and it's like it's an expensive place for no reason, and it's all show, and it's no substance, and nothing of import is happening there. You don't need that with new vodka. That's not what we're about. We're about a quality vodka at a quality price, and we are not about all this superfluous crap. This cosmetic crap, it's good vodka at a good price. That's why I do it.
There we go,
yeah,
baby.
Mark, yeah, it's, I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. You were Channing Frye? You were Channing Frye said?
I'm lukewarm on him, but no.
Okay. Channing Frye was asked, give me something that you think's going to happen this NBA season.
It was a hot take.
It was okay.
Asked for a Warriors hot take.
Let's go. This is Channing Frye's Warriors hot take. I can't stand when people say this is going to be a hot take and then people get mad because it actually is.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Channing Frye. I hate doing this and I'm not being a troll. The Warriors blow it up halfway through the season.
Oh.
I do think that team will be good, but look at the trend of where the NBA is going. OKC is a very tall team. The Cavaliers, tall team. Boston, big team. Denver, big team. Minnesota, tall team. Houston, extremely tall. Golden State is still playing small ball, and I don't know if that works anymore. Ready? They have to make another move for me to be confident. The Kuminga situation lingers. And who's their starting center? I just don't think you can be successful playing small ball anymore. You need to have a legit big man. Now, maybe they go get Nikola Vucevic. Maybe they get somebody. But who's their shot blocker? Who's their rim threat? Who's their lob threat? They used to have those things.
Hey, seriously, Sonny, I'm gonna put it. I hate every part of what he said, but there was some, like the lake in Oakland, there was some merit to that. Like, wow, man. And I've been expressing to you all who's going to be, oh, Looney's leaving. And I know you say Horford, okay. But Steiny, he said blow it up midway through. That would be the ultimate worst case scenario. And Kuminga,
yes and no.
I got to go back here.
Yes and no.
Kuminga's body type is what he's talking about, this new NBA.
No, he's talking about a center. He's talking about a rim-protecting center who can also catch a lob and dunk.
Well, we don't have that. Well, TJD can.
6'8".
Yeah.
But,
man.
So that's...
Yeah, that was sobering.
But
what do you think of it? Like, seriously, like...
I think it's very possible. Yeah. I hate to say it. I just
And there's
do.
Not another move outside of getting much of nothing for Kuminga, Steiny.
So you were saying blowing it up. See, that like, okay, this is my parents, right. And you can blame Mary and Bob. But
no, whenever
anybody says something like, well, that would be the worst case scenario, I'm sorry. I think, well, let's try to think of one worse. And I can. I can think of a lot worse.
Curry getting hurt.
No, not necessarily. Oh. I could see this. Nobody gets hurt, and they don't make the playoffs. That would be worse than blowing it up midway through the season.
It would really be over then if that were to play out. I just can't see that happening. That's why I was doing that trifecta exercise. That's what I have faith in. And I don't even know if you can afford to load manage those three dudes to the degree you think you need to with what you have on the roster right now, and this question mark about JK.
That's why...
Damn.
You know, that's why they've got challenges. They've got challenges ahead of them. They just do. How you feeling? You feeling blessed?
Yeah, I feel
you
good.
You feeling blessed?
I'm always good on
I'm blessed?
That. Yeah.
Good,
well,
I'm
why
glad.
Are you saying it like that?
Highly favored.
That was great.
You know, it's Guru Appreciation Day.
And well, I got to tell you something you're doing. You talk about these phrases you don't like.
Yeah.
You're using one. It's your sign-off. And I got to tell you, it is outdated and old.
Oh, I
and
can't
I've been
wait.
Meaning to tell you.
Do it, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's
that
no.
Is
that's
some,
an original.
Dude, but the,
that's
Evan,
an original. And you know what?
Yes, sir.
Count the bucket.
No, Stoney,
you know
that we are
it's actually,
past that.
It's not. It's actually not an original. I got it from somebody.
I know you did.
Who? Who'd I get it from then?
A million people come
no,
to mind.
No, there's only one.
The streets
one.
Were saying it. Yes, sir.
No.
Fabby Davis.
No. Please.
Fab.
Bob Fitzgerald. Curry from the top of the key. Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you that.
Here's
yeah,
the,
when you sound like
now, here's
dude.
The one. I'll be honest with you. Here's the one that everybody loves.
You don't know.
Yeah, no, I do know. Hey, Steiny, how you doing? Dynamite.
What?
Yeah, Dynamite. How you doing? Dynamite. And that's not an original either. That goes back about 20 years.
See, that's cool to you. I'm not saying it's bad. But when
no,
you're
cool.
On text, yes, sir. I'm like, dude, that thing is so 2000.
Okay, do you like check and noted?
His yes, sir on the thread. I'm like, that's old and outdated too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 10-4.
Yes, sir.
Hey, by the way, I do have a little bit of 49ers news. So
they signed Alfred Collins.
They did, not that. So they are starting training camp next Tuesday when the veterans are officially in camp. They announced today that the PUP list, the physically unable to perform list includes Brandon Ayuk, who we knew about. Also, Ricky Pearsall is on the PUP list, probably to begin training camp.
And we were worried about that.
Yeah, he's been dinged up this summer, but you now have two wide receivers on the PUP list with Juwan Jennings in the wind.
Herm Edwards said, you got to save him, talking about Pearsall, from himself. Evan, do we know why he's on, with what ails him on the PUP list to be this young? Stine, you ain't had pads on. You just, how are you on the...
Well, we knew he was injury prone when they got him.
He's a hamstring.
Oh, boy. And this has to be chronic because he's young. I don't like it.
It's funny.
Well, I don't know about chronic.
Yeah, I don't know about chronic.
I'm just saying, when you're young and you got these hammies.
Okay.
You've had a whole offseason to get healthy.
What about Stephon, his feet?
He's 30. Yeah,
no, I'm talking about when he was younger and he put those behind him. It's possible.
His ankles.
Yeah. Oh, I know why you're mad now.
I'm in a good mood.
No, you're not. I know why you brought up yes, sir. Because Joe Shasky sent us a text on Tuesday and said, hey, guys, seriously,
That was it.
I can't thank you both enough for today. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, sir.
Yeah.
You didn't get back to him.
Yeah. No, I called him.
Yeah.
He called me.
What'd you call him?
We talk all the time. That bothers you.
Oh, my God. No.
It does.
I call my teammates. I swear to God.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I know you do.
Well, they call me, too.
In fact, we were talking about that the other day, actually. You know, I had my Wednesday meeting.
And why would I come up?
Oh, you came up before we even started. You came up before we even got to the place where we were having a meeting.
What? And what was said?
I said to him, you know, we really don't even have to do this. Guru told me everything from your meeting yesterday.
See, now you're going there.
What? Right.
You went there.
Because I wanted to
last year, you did me dirty on air.
How?
And I still got your text messages where you apologized to me.
Which one?
You thought you ruined our relationship.
Yeah, when you went zero dark 30 for like a weekend.
Remember I left you guys that hot voicemail?
Oh, but that was the one that later you acknowledged you were wrong about.
No.
Yes. No.
Steiny.
You don't even remember what it was.
Oh, I don't totally do.
What?
You told the boss.
Go ahead.
And made him feel like I was playing him.
That's not the way it went. You don't remember. Yep. You don't remember.
It was about Bonte.
Yeah. Yeah. That, remember? And then he goes, and Guru's so good at it. He goes, wow. But that hurt me.
Oh, that was great.
I got a phantom text. You need to listen to the crossover. And it was like Halloween scary writing on the text. I go, okay. That hurt me.
You do kind of spill the beans more than you should, Steiny.
No doubt.
Actually, the boss
hurt me. You called me and tried to fix it. Admit that.
I know, and you never got back to me.
I was that mad.
For no reason. You were wrong.
No, I was
wrong. You were dead wrong on that. You misread the whole sitch.
No.
No, I said Goo had a tough poker face.
Yeah.
And you know what?
You got it.
As for sharing information, funny thing is that's what the boss and I were talking about yesterday, and there's nobody that shares more information than the Goo.
Please.
Come on now. He's a walking newsletter at Odyssey. Seriously.
Not on the appreciation wall.
Wow. That's pretty good, man. I hope I didn't come up.
Okay.
How could you not?
You're my partner. We had to talk about the show, the strengths of the show, the weaknesses of the show. You want to hear what he said?
Well, I had my meeting with him. You came up.
Yeah, of course I did. We're partners.
It went long.
It's like Kobe and Shaq. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
When Phil Jackson said, Kobe, let's talk about it. Yeah, he was talking about Shaq.
And you probably were like Pippen when Phil told him, go up here and show us how close you feel to the team. And what did he sign his name, Sonny? Way over on the other wall, Evan. Pippen's a strange dude.
Dundada, I said that Guru's a walking company newsletter, essentially, because he has all the information. Hey, watch this. Who's the last person to get promoted at KCBS?
Oh, that I don't know.
Oh, please.
Oh. I know the politics. I don't know that stuff.
All right. You know, we have this sound on our board, and it looks like it's a potpourri of various things that they were talking about on the morning show.
Okay, let's go.
I mean, some of these look like they're great. Draymond,
our guys.
How about Madison Bumgarner talking about dirt bike?
We're not going to steal their bit. Okay.
We got 5 minutes.
Yeah, I got a question for you. How about that?
What are you trying to do? I forgot. This is a great one. Remember?
No, I don't.
Evan, let's
all right,
go
ahead.
Shocker. So Damian Lillard signs effectively a feel-good retirement contract with the Portland Trailblazers. 3 for 42, not going to play next year, likely to end his career in Portland. Whether you like it, whether you don't like it. My question is, if there is a former Warrior in the league that you could offer a Damian Lillard contract to bring back, like a retirement contract, which one would it be?
I already have my answer.
Go ahead.
Andrew Wiggins.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
And I thought there was some action there, but Evan, I think he could fit in like a glove, man. And if somehow Kuminga could have been part of a package to bring us back Andrew Wiggins, as soon as you asked me that, I said, that's my guy. I'm not going to hate. I know it wasn't all pretty, but man, that's my guy. A-Dub.
Okay. I thought most people would say Clay.
On it.
But then the guy I said, Evan was like, okay, but we're talking about, I guess, like I said, Jordan Poole. Yeah, I misunderstood. I was like, you know, if you could give a guy the contract right now, it'd be Jordan Poole.
Well, I'm not mad at that.
But now
either.
I have a different answer. I have a different answer because this guy would actually fit. I think this guy would make him better. And I haven't heard his name on this question.
All right.
So a guy we could sign for, 3 for 58, 60?
Well, just the idea of a contract to bring him back.
Wiggins is mine.
You ready for this one?
I think I know who you're talking about.
Harrison Barnes. Harrison Barnes. He could fit on this team. Mm-hmm. Because he doesn't mind being a third option. He's a significantly better defender than either Kuminga or he's better defender to me than Wiggins.
Gary Payton II.
No.
But you guys basically said the same person.
Yeah. I'm not mad.
I would actually, I think I want Barnes over Wiggins.
Oh, Stein.
Because at least Barnes, like, he won't frustrate you because he always leaves you wanting.
See, but I'm not ready for that, though.
Wiggins, I'm not ready for that. So infrequently that you start saying maybe he could do it every game.
Barnes had a game winner against the Warriors last year.
I'll never forget it.
Exactly.
The Black Falcon.
Let's go Frontline and Hayward. Hey, Frontline, what's going on?
Hey, you guys. Happy Friday. Payday Friday.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, Guru.
What's up?
Happy Appreciation Day for you, Guru. I love you, man.
Right, I love you, too.
Yep.
Yes, sir. You guys have a great show. I just want to tap in real quick. And the Warriors, they big three, have a good season next year. If one player gets an injury, that's an injury to all. That's what I'm looking at. You fellas have a great day. Be
wow,
blessed.
Back at you.
I am. And then here's when Guru goes, well, if anybody gets hurt. Alexander.
If Chet shut up.
If Chet Holmgren gets hurt. Well, he did.
Listen.
And they won 68 games.
I can't believe now you or I didn't say Durant. Nobody said Durant, Evan. And that's who was yours?
I was curious.
That's true.
Who was yours be? Was it KD?
I think it's Clay. Yeah, it'd be Clay.
Not now. Are they coming back?
No, they're coming back right now.
What they were or what they are now?
What they are now.
Oh, Wiggins. And I love me some Clay.
So all of a sudden, Looney's not that good.
No,
he's not. Looney was the key to the Warriors' offseason.
No, I'm just a real one. We're going to miss Looney. And your boy just told you that.
Who?
The guy made fun of the hairline. You just read his
guy. Channing Frye?
Oh, yes, Channing Frye. Man, Steiny. That was cryptic. Oh, my own piece. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Anyway.
Dibs and Grandy.
Oh, yeah, they'll be coming up next. And
I really appreciate you guys putting together Goo Appreciation Day. I didn't see it coming.
You deserve it, Goo.
Shut up. You would have wrote it, not be on the wall.
That's so true.
This doesn't fix me not being on the
wall. Are you serious? It doesn't?
I asked for this without asking for it.
No.
But I love all the people to show love, man.
You are.
Can I be honest before we get out, Evan?
You're a special guy.
I thought 49er Frankie was Curry or Myers.
Curry's in San Jose.
I thought it was Stewart. He go, are you there?
You know what?
And Frankie's my guy.
You didn't think about
it.
But
I thought
it
was Stafford.
Oh, God. I wish we could have done that.
I didn't know. And Frankie's my guy. What? I wanted to be.
Curry,
I said, these guys
Curry
got Curry.
Given Guru a jersey, too. We should have done that.
Well, he's got a birthday coming up.
Oh, Evan, when you said, are you there? I go, they got the chef for their boy.
All right.
And then it was for, I'm going to tell him you were disappointed in
him. I'm going to text him. Oh, man.
All right. Coming up on the other side, Goo, we got What's Bugging You? Bugging You? And I'm doing this specially for Phil Mo Mike. If you are wrapping up the week, and I know I am, it is time for a little new vodka, N-U-E vodka. Let me tell you about this, Mike. American-made, award-winning, 7 times distilled. It's got a clean, crisp taste. I'm telling you, Mike, new is smooth. It's versatile. And it makes every cocktail feel like it's coming straight from behind the bar of your favorite lounge, Mike. Torch, probably. You're getting real quality with new. No fluff. No pretense. Just great vodka that doesn't make your wallet hurt. No velvet rope needed. And I just defined what that meant. Hit up their website to check out some great cocktail recipes and make sure you try their all-natural flavors, cucumber and citrus. They are sweet. Remember, new vodka, N-U-E. It's not just my pick. It can be yours too. So when the show's over and it's time to hit relax mode, make the right call. Grab new vodka. N-U-E. It's in stores now, or head to newvodka.com to find it near you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.